Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right, Joe. The story is the fakest of fake news possible, right? But Democrats still calling for the impeachment of Kavanaugh, because why not? It still might work, right?
And this is why I filed the resolution to initiate an impeachment inquiry.
Kavanaugh lied under oath, which is a crime. He should step down or he should be impeached.
I was a part of that hearing, and it's a sham process. And so, yes, I've called for impeachment.
Okay, how does Cory Booker know that he lied under oath? There's absolutely no evidence that he did so. In fact, the only person that may have lied under oath was the woman who was testifying against him.
Yeah, that was in, there were no names in that clip, but that was actually Beto.
Oh, Beto, okay.
Although if he's sounding more like Cory Booker these days, it wouldn't surprise me.
Robert Francis.
Changed his name so he could defeat a Mexican candidate, so he'd sound Mexican. So he's Irish, by the way. There is no proof. I mean, but what they do is they just take the article at face value, ignore the correction, and just march onward. Just, keep marching. You know what's really interesting? The actual big Kavanaugh story this week, beyond the fake news from the New York Times getting caught in a spectacular way, faking news, when the truth was right in front of them, is actually this. Did you see what happened with Leland Kaiser? Do you remember her? She's the high school friend of Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who claimed that Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court justice, attempted to rape her, but, didn't manage to accomplish it because she had a bathing suit on under her clothes and, eventually gave up and blah, 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 blah. All right. Well, do you remember at the time, and Leland Kaiser was not only a good friend of Christine blah, blah Ford's, but she also was supposedly at the party. She was one of the five witnesses that Christine Ford named. And do you remember the time she said, Leland Kaiser, the friend, said, I don't have any confidence in this, last summer, she seemed to say that although she didn't remember the party, she don't know a recollection of the party or anything with Kavanaugh, she still believed Ford. Her quote at the time from her attorney was, Ms. Kaiser does not refute Dr. Ford's account, as she has already told the press. She believes Ford's account. However, the simple and unchangeable truth is she's unable to corroborate it because she's no recollection of it, right? So that was last summer. Okay. What's actually really significant here is that these New York Times reporters, Robin Pogrebin and Kate Kelly, the ones you're now seeing all over the news, in their book, they go back and interview Leland Kaiser, and she changes her story. She now says, I don't have any confidence in the story, talking about Christine Blasey Ford's story. That's new. Quote, we spoke multiple times to Kaiser. This is the reporters writing in their book, who also said she didn't recall the get together or any others like it. In fact, she challenged Ford's accuracy. So that's an evolution there. So you now have the good friend of Christine Blasey Ford, who, by the way, is still, she claimed as of last summer, Lee, a good friend to this day of Christine Blasey Ford. Now saying, I said last summer that I believe something happened, but I just didn't recall being at the party, even though she claims I was. Now she's saying that didn't happen. It's inaccurate.
Well, that's kind of important, isn't
it? Yeah, but that's a story.
Yeah.
She continues, those facts together I don't recollect. She's talking about Christine Blasey Ford's story about Kavanaugh, and it just doesn't make any sense, she told the authors. Now, okay, that's a big story. Like, that's the one they should have run in the Times. The whole thing just fell apart, blew up, it's gone, obliterated. Again, this is the best witness. This is a good friend of hers who Christine Ford claimed was there. Christine Ford put her there. And so she's now changed her story. Kate, Let's go back for a minute because this is where this gets interesting. Have you noticed this entire thing with Kavanaugh? The entire thing with Russian collusion? Who is at the bottom of it every time when you dig? It's a Hillary Clinton attorney working in concert with the FBI, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Every one of them.
Same thing with Kavanaugh, same with Russian collusion. Okay, what might have made Leland Kaiser, the friend of blah, blah, Ford, change her story? I want to go back. Do you remember last year? Leland Kaiser told investigators that retired FBI agent, she'd recently retired from the New York office, retired FBI agent, and Christine Blasey Ford's friend, Monica McLean, had pressured her to clarify her statement, to at least say she believed Ford, but just couldn't corroborate the allegations. Do you remember Christine Blasey Ford, who was terrified to fly on planes because the attack by Kavanaugh had made her claustrophobic, got on a plane and went and spent a week with this FBI agent before coming out on Capitol Hill with her story. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that strange? I just don't know a lot of people who spend this much time with FBI agents. But when they do, they seem to remember attacks by Kavanaugh. Now, here, fast forward to now. So basically what has happened, Christine Blasey Ford's friend says, didn't happen. Gets pressured by an FBI agent, says, well, you know, I don't remember the party she says I was at. I don't remember being at a party ever with Kavanaugh. But, you know, I mean, it could have happened. She changed her story. Well, it's a year later. No more pressure from FBI agents. She's like, it didn't happen. It's not true. Doesn't make any sense. Now, that's strange. So now let's fast forward to this week and what's coming out now. The story, the source listed in the New York Times is that the lawyer, Max Steyer, is the source, right, of the new accusations against Kavanaugh. But the New York Times admits Steyer did not actually provide this account to the two reporters. Well, who did? Yeah. Who are the officials? Who are the sources, right? The New York Times also admits Steyer never went to the Judiciary Committee. So it's not officials from the Judiciary Committee. He didn't tell them their story. There's only one group of people Steyer told the story to. And you want to guess who that is? FBI agents.
Well, there you go.
That's the two sources. That's the two officials. They list in their officials. They say so they don't have the story directly from Steyer. Remember, Steyer says, oh, yeah, I saw Kavanaugh whip out his... I remember that. Well, Steyer didn't even tell the New York Times that. The FBI did. It's their source. No other source. The FBI, and this is why when Greg Reed wrote about it from Fox News, he said the FBI was the source because there are no other sources. So what do we got again? What do we got? We got two hits on Kavanaugh, flat out lies. In one of them, you got an FBI agent recently retired from the New York prosecutor's office, where she worked directly with Trump hater Preet Bharara, who Trump fired, right? So you got that FBI agent pressuring a friend of blah, blah Ford's to make up a story. In the second one, what's the source? The FBI. This whole thing is a hit on Kavanaugh and ultimately the Supreme Court by the FBI in concert with the New York Times. That's the story, Lee. That's the story. Without the FBI, there would be no hit on Kavanaugh. There'd be no fake Kavanaugh rape news. No Kavanaugh assault news. Without the FBI's meddling. That's terrifying. They've now broadened the coup to the Supreme Court. I guess you just don't like how they're ruling. You want to talk about what needs to be investigated here. This, the FBI's role in this. Now, remember, why would the FBI be talking to Mr. Steyer in the first place? Remember they were doing the background on Kavanaugh because Congress asked them to.
Oh, yeah.
Senate asked them to. Okay, so they're doing the background. The background check that they did on Kavanaugh, the investigation of these incidents, was classified. It was not for public consumption. You can't get you can't get it. You can't read it. So what is this again? This is the same MO, FBI agents and lawyers for Hillary Clinton teaming up to create a fake media narrative so as to overthrow either Trump, a Supreme Court justice, whatever, by leaking information that is at best unethical for them to put in the public purview. Leaks.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal leaks or leaks that violate FBI protocol. It's the same exact MO. It just happened again. It is exactly what I have said for a couple of years now. What happened? This is FBI interference in elections in the Supreme Court. Now, imagine for a second, Lee, that you are on the Supreme Court. You're, oh, I don't know, John Roberts. You run the John Roberts runs the FISA court. FISA court answers to him. He's the Chief Justice, how it works, how this works. And you've seen Judge Collier's report that the FBI has been illegally spying on, a 99-page report has been illegally spying on politicians, right? You know the FBI did this. You know they broke the law to do this. You know all of that. You know they've just taken a hit out on your man, Brett Kavanaugh, using what? Hillary Clinton attorney. A Hillary Clinton attorney again. Does that cross your mind when you're ruling on a case? It'd cross mine.
Yeah, kind of be hard not to.
You know they spy. You know they will destroy you even if they have nothing on you. They will find a way to ruin your life. They see this. They're in these circles. They know that. We have the FBI cooperating with the Clinton machine to intimidate a Supreme Court justice here. This is terrifying. It's terrifying. And of course, the New York Times editors going along with it and the reporters and all that, they're part of it. But then they always have been.
Yeah.
I don't know where we go from here.
I guess good question.
I don't know where we go from here because the political class isn't even putting this together. It's not like Lindsey Graham would bother to hold a hearing about any of this. What month is this? I'm sorry, September?
Yeah.
He's chaired the Judiciary Committee since when was it again? January?
Yeah.
I guess he's too busy on Fox News talking about how wrong the coup was to actually hold a single damn hearing about it. Not one, Lindsey. It's September. How about you stop flapping your jaw and actually do something? Well, no, that'd get to the bottom of this. Wonder what the FBI's got in your file, sir. Maybe we'll find out one day.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where are your kids right now? Hopefully at home in bed. Well, apparently where the kids are is a question some parents have trouble answering. In fact, it's the question they have the most trouble answering. According to a new survey, a study of the communication habits of 2,000 parents with their children, aged 6 to 25. So now some of this could be that, you know, you got a 24-year-old or whatever. So they're actually not living with you. The most common text messages, what they did was get permission to monitor the text messages between parents and children. The most common text sent to a child was, "Where are you?" This was over a year, sent an average of 989 times. Now, this studied both parents, so you could see, you know, both parents sending the same text but not talking to each other. Second most common text, "When will you be home?" That one sent an average of 1,000. And 18 times, so they combined those, basically. Where are you? When are you going to be home? And "I love you" sent an average of 1,186 times a year. So, you know what's funny about this? I've got like, what? I've got an 11-year-old. So I got like 5 years left till she goes mobile. Oh my God. I don't know. I must be the only parent. I know a lot of parents just want to get their child that driver's license like on day one so they don't have to drive anymore. I'm the opposite. I wouldn't want her out of my sight. I'm terrified of that. The other day, you know, she wanted some gum. So I let her, because she wanted to. She'd never gone into a place and bought anything by herself, so I gave her some cash and an upper limit of how much she could buy and sent her in. Of course, she spent every cent within the upper limit, but I sent her in by herself to the store. And even as I was sitting out in the parking lot while she went, And, you know, it was a Family Dollar, so it's not like I sent her into Walmart or something where she could get lost. But it, you know, I'm sitting there in a parking lot and I'm afraid. I'm watching people going in. I'm like, you know, is there going to be a robbery? Is it going to, I'm like, oh, I am not equipped for the release part of raising children. I am not. I am dreading it. So I get it. That's going to be me on the phone. But it's interesting that it would seem to indicate to some level that there are a lot of parents out there who don't know where their kids are. I don't know how those parents sleep at night, but yeah. Finding the child, tracking the child down is apparently a struggle, I guess. Now, listen to this, because I think this is interesting. This is from the New York Post. To ease their minds, 51% of parents surveyed currently use a location sharing device within their family. So they're tracking their kids. And nearly 7 in 10 parents agreed they feel comfortable using a location sharing service to ensure their children are safe. This was the first thing we put on my daughter's phone when we got it about 2 months ago. So I know exactly who she's talking to. I know where the phone is anyway. And I get updates every day. And I watch that stuff. I don't know if you do. So apparently this is the way now you keep track of your kids. You just put them out there with an electronic leash. Are you doing this? Does it make you feel better? Does it help? Texter writes, hey, Tara, how can we stop big tech and the FBI? They have both been exposed and nothing seems to get in their way. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. We're going to have more on this. Folks, the Kavanaugh hit, going back to Christine blah, blah, Ford, was as much a hit by the FBI and the Hillary people on Kavanaugh as the Russian conspiracy was a hit by the FBI people and the Hillary people on Trump. It's the same thing. It's the same MO, same pattern. Illegal leaking, FBI agents involved, FBI assets involved, FBI or Hillary lawyers involved every time. I wonder how many times they're going to get away with it. Oh, and they use the mainstream media. I wonder how many times they're going to get away with this before somebody catches on that the FBI is directly meddling in our political process and attempting to politically destroy people who disagree with the Democrat Party. We're going to have more on this in the next hour.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cigarette smoking is responsible for 480,000 deaths each year in the U.S., including more than 41,000 deaths from secondhand smoke. Now, 5 or 6 people have died from contaminated vape juice.
Warning! Warning! Warning!
Stop vaping now! This needs to be illegal!
This message is brought to you by the Selective Outrage Society.
Way to go, smokers! You're still in the lead.
Okay. Here we go again. See what happened in Wisconsin? Millions of people vape, folks. Millions. And, you know, while I hate to see 6 deaths and I hate to see hundreds of people sick, I am still just flabbergasted by how this is being covered. What is the story? Well, teens are getting into vaping. That's bad. All right. Yeah, maybe. And they like certain kinds of vape juice. So let's ban it. Okay. And they can't legally buy it. Teens like cigarettes, too. Let's ban those. No, wait, no! Okay. So the whole thing is focused on the vape mystery, right? So it's vaping. There's one thing that's not a mystery here. Not at all. Every single one of the people who died used THC in their vape equipment. Here's what baffles me about this. Why is this story not being covered nationally, viewed nationally, looked at nationally as a marijuana hazard story? I mean, sure, throw the vape element in. It's a combo of the two. It's being sold as a vape story, not a marijuana story. This is a marijuana hazard story. It's what it is. And here we got the latest. See what happened in Wisconsin? This is from USA Today. It was reprinted from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. June 11th. Now, keep in mind, people have been vaping for nearly a decade, okay? June 11, a teenager shows up at Children's Hospital in Wisconsin short of breath. Lost a lot of weight, fatigue, couldn't do normal activities. They take an x-ray. They see something they almost never see. It's called interstitial pneumonia. Now, a common pneumonia, right, affects one or two of the lung's five lobes. Interstitial pneumonia looks like a complex spider web crisscrosses the entire lung. The thing is basically rotting. Michael Meyer, the medical director of pediatric intensive care units, says usually it's associated with bad disease. I mean, this is somebody, you know, with cancer. Older people, too, they don't see this in kids. The doctor said it doesn't make sense for a previously healthy teen to quickly develop the kind of illness. So they pull in specialists from all over the place. Pulmonologists, infectious diseases, pathology, immunology, oncology. They do a lung biopsy. They go nuts. Why? They think they got an outbreak of something. They've never seen this before. They're fascinated. 2 weeks later, another teen arrives. X-rays the same. Then another. Then 4th of July weekend rolls around. Three more show up. I was on call, he says, to the Milwaukee Sentinel. Dr. Andrea was on pulmonology. She came out of the operating room. She said, this is the third one. This is weird. There's something going on. We got to fight this. This might be an outbreak. This is how rare this is, okay? Again, keep in mind, vape equipment's been on the market for almost a decade. The third, fourth, and fifth teens all came within 2 days of each other. They all showed significant injury. Their lung x-rays looked the same. That specific injury is very rare. She said, I've probably seen it only once in 25 years of medical practice. So three in a week, it's like, this has to be something different. Well, they couldn't figure it out. They kept asking the teens about their lifestyles, their activities, blah, blah, blah. Couldn't find anything, any kind of link. But there was a problem, they said, in Milwaukee Sentinel Journal. Teenagers weren't always truthful, especially if their parents were there. So the doctors start separating them from their parents. Parents go to the bathroom, go home for a while. Doctors go in, okay, tell us the truth. What are you doing? What have you been up to? You want to guess what they'd been up to? Vaping, yeah. They used vape equipment, all of them. Most all of them admitted to vaping THC. I suspect the ones that did not were doing it. So what is this? I heard about this weeks ago from my dad. This is a huge problem at my nephew's school. The boys in particular, but kids in general, are vaping THC. That's not surprising. CDC funds an average of 50% of kids that went by the time they graduate from high school have tried marijuana. But in the past, they were trying in a bong or a bowl or a joint or whatever they were doing. Now they're using an extremely concentrated THC in an oil. They're putting it into the vape equipment. They're vaping it. So why is this story not a marijuana story? Why is this a vape story? It should be both, but it's not. And I think that's because this country and our media and in our mentality right now is marijuana is hip and hot and cool. And anything that has to do with marijuana is not going to get a second look. It's politically incorrect. And it's just funny, before all these vape deaths, before all this stuff broke out, my dad was talking to me in the car. They said they're having a hard time with it. You can't smell this on them. They're taking it to school and vaping it there. The THC. And this THC is so concentrated. This is not like your grandpa's marijuana or even your dad's or even whatever half of you smoked in high school. It's nothing like it. It is highly concentrated. What do we know about marijuana? Well, we know it is many times more toxic than cigarettes when you smoke it. I mean, just regular marijuana. Now, don't send me a text. Oh, you know, marijuana is great, cures cancer, blah, blah, blah. You should be for it. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we are refusing to look at what this issue actually is because of political correctness. This is a THC issue. We're finding when you take highly concentrated THC into your lungs, it will rot them from the inside out. Does anybody need to know that? When you put it into a vape equipment, in very rare cases, and this seems to be mostly affecting teenagers, it will rot your lungs from the inside out. Why? I don't know. Some people think it's the vitamin E acetate. Some people think it's the lipids that the THC is being concentrated and put into. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But I don't understand why this is not a marijuana issue and why it's a vape issue. So, I mean, if you're looking for an epidemic, the question would be, why are teenagers using concentrated oil? Oh, by the way, this whole Wisconsin hospital thing where they finally got the kids away from their parents and were able to find out they're vaping THC led to a massive bust in southeastern Wisconsin of a group that was producing, had produced as many as 5,000 THC cartridges each day, police say. Two men have been charged. We can't talk about marijuana, can we? No, it's marijuana industry good, vape industry bad. God, it's brainless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And this is what people are saying on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Just talked about the latest story, this time in Wisconsin. Out of nowhere, they see teens coming with lung disease that is so extensive. It's kind of pneumonia that's very rare. And the doctors flip out. They think they're dealing with an outbreak. One doctor says, I've seen this once in my 25-year career, and yet teenager after teenager after teenager after teenager comes into the hospital. Same thing. They put a team together. They can't figure it out. Ask the kids everything they can think of. Finally, they think to get them away from their parents and ask them the real questions. What are you really doing? They were vaping. And the majority of them, most of them, were vaping THC. They suspect the others were too, but they won't admit to it. And what are we having a debate about nationally? What are we talking about? We got to limit vaping. Got to look at vaping. We got to look at THC. You have to look at vaping, too, while you're at it. See how the two interact. But no, we don't want to say that because marijuana, it's hip. It's hot. It's cool. We can't look at that. This means we really don't want to get to the bottom of this. Again, every one of the 6 people who died that you have been hearing so much about from the vaping vaped THC. Now, they also may have vaped non-THC products as well. But they vape THC. This is a marijuana story. It's not a vape story, primarily. Or you could say it's a story about what happens when you combine vaping and highly concentrated THC products. Now, I don't know if there's a problem with the products. Maybe have bacteria in them. Maybe this is when you concentrate THC at that level. It's bad for your lungs. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, and they don't either. They need to figure it out. But we don't want to come, as usual, we don't want to have a conversation about what's really going on in this country. I'm telling you, this is a problem. I first heard about it from my dad because it's a massive problem at my nephew's school. I said, they're doing what? They're smoking highly concentrated THC instead of, you know, just marijuana. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I've smoked for years and switched to a vape 2 years ago. I feel a lot better than I ever have smoking. Texter writes, Tara, thank you for your comments about vaping. I totally agree to you. They are not covering this story how it should be. Another texter writes, we need to ban bicycles. Look how many people die each year from riding bicycles. Each year? How about each day? It's like 12 a day. By the way, that's 12 times more than die from being shot with a rifle. But we're going to ban those, right? You got to love liberals. What are they building bike lanes in cities all over the country to encourage people to die on bicycles? But they want to ban rifles, which kill only 400 people a year, while 12 people a day die on bikes on the road in this country. This is more of the absurdity. Texter writes, who would have thought that inhaling chemicals into your lungs would cause problems? I know, who'd have thunk it? Texter writes, feds lose tobacco tax money when people switch to vaping, and check out how many tobacco execs invest in vape companies. Oh, I'm sure this is about money. Texter writes, Tara, between people wanting to get high in states without legal pot and the way people overuse the cap is the problem. I don't know what that means. Texter writes, this is way out of control. Another texter writes, need to have a problem so the government can get their cut. Oh, I like this one. Tara, it's the vape thing, just like it's the gun thing. God forbid we look at the real cause. Yes, God forbid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.